Julian. I was on The Bachelor and I won Bachelor Pad.
And I know nothing about the show, but I love Holly. We're cousins and best friends.
After every episode of The Bachelor, we're hosting a live after party and you're invited.
If you want to gossip about The Bachelor and get the inside scoop on what really happens on the show, you come to the right place.
Welcome to What The Bachelor.
Hey guys, and welcome to
What The Bachelor?
Oh my gosh, y'all. I just witnessed so much on that episode.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I am Holly Julian.
I'm Megan Evie.
This is our show, What The Bachelor. We are discussing everything that just happened on the last episode.
A lot just happened.
So we are here live on Facebook. I am like trying to decompress from what we just saw. We are live on Facebook every Monday night after the show. We are also on Apple Podcasts now. So go on and subscribe and give us 5 stars because that's fun.
Yeah, listen, if you're going to review and not give us 5 stars, we don't want your reviews.
Yeah,
so
don't even do it. Don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time. We don't want it. We're going to delete it. If we can, we're going to delete
guys,
it.
You guys, we're also on YouTube. Enough about us.
Let's we're also talk. On Instagram. We're also on TikTok. We're also on MySpace. Be in our top 8, please. Okay? Thank you.
You guys, let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Can I please just say, I knew I liked this girl from the very beginning. Actually, not from the very beginning.
No, we had to, episode 4 starts with Chris Harrison coming in and saying, guys, we're about to go on this journey all over the world to the most magical cities and places you can imagine.
Where are we going? Disney World?
We're going to Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh.
The girl. Listen, guys, I'm from Ohio. I grew up 45 minutes from Cleveland. It's not magical. Like,
it's dirty.
It is so bad.
It's crime.
I can't believe that they are trying to make Cleveland. I don't know.
It's beautiful there. I can't wait to go. I've always wanted to go to Cleveland.
It's the most romantic city in the world. I am so glad they chose Cleveland, Ohio.
Wait a second, though.
Yeah. What?
We need to do last week's recap.
Oh, yeah, guys. What were we thinking just jumping in this episode?
We were excited.
We were really excited.
But, okay, so
I know, we have to recap last week's episode.
John, do we have that?
Let's go ahead and recap.
I'm really used to it. It's just been my life for 8 years. So it's like, I've always been a title holder. Like, winning and being perfect and just being pretty. It's what's easy for me.
Basically, I didn't want the producers to know that we knew each other. Like, that wasn't me being manipulative. Like, I'm just shocked that that would even be considered, like, manipulative or lying, because I wasn't lying. I just didn't tell the truth.
That's got a lot to think about, so.
Can you see my tears yet or no?
No.
No, you still can't see him. Okay, hold on.
Yeah. You're
so funny.
Oh, no, wait. There's... What about the...
You missed a very important Alea moment.
and my Kenna.
John. Oh, yeah. Where's my Kenna's reenactment?
What's happening?
All right. We're just going to keep going.
But trust me. You don't want to miss this.
You don't want to miss Cleveland, Ohio, guys.
Or the rose ceremony from last week.
You guys, there was so much. We had so much.
Okay, can we please talk about, like, last week there was Alea. Clearly, homegirl was not my favorite.
No.
I did wear this jacket in honor of her. Because she just wears a jean jacket like nobody's business.
Okay, so first date card. The one-on-one date goes to Victoria F.
And I still don't understand this whole date.
She doesn't understand that. I was like, okay, let's, you know, categorize it under dates. So first one-on-one, a group date, and then there's another one-on-one. And she's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I was like, I'm just going in order by the show.
Yeah, isn't this a rose ceremony?
Like, I don't get it.
This is not a rose ceremony. And then she was like, not a cocktail party.
Yeah, she was like, it's the group date. I was like, no, but like, I thought it was a cocktail party. They're all drinking. And she's like, no, like the cocktail party's later. I was like, what?
It's the after parties of the group date.
Like, I don't get it. And so I'm like, does everybody else understand that?
Let's all recall that Megan has never seen any seasons of The Bachelor. So
this is my first season, guys. I'm a Bachelor virgin, unlike the other girls on The Bachelor.
There's always a virgin on every season. So This is the virgin on this one. Okay, so Victoria F. gets the first one-on-one date, and
they
have a flight. What? Do you want to say something about her? You love her now.
Yeah, I really freaking do.
I'm not sold on her
yet. Can you please tell me why you're not sold on her? Because she literally is so authentic.
Tell
me.
I didn't like the first impression of her.
Come at me.
She's still wet.
Unlike you. I love her. No, seriously, like, she's so cute. Like, she's the most real. Like, she was cute and bubbly and was, like, nervous and it was raining and she's naturally pretty. Like,
right. But she came out of the limo with her super dry sense of humor. And
God, I loved it.
I'm still uncomfortable. I'm still uncomfortable. I don't love her. Megan loves her.
I do.
We fight about it all the time.
Can we play, when you're gonna be upset when he's like, I don't even know. I know that, like, he's going to pick her at the very end. And he's like, do they even offer a final rose? Or is it just a ring? He's like,
no.
Will you accept this final rose?
You do. After they're engaged. Yes. Good job.
I mean, literally, I'm a psychic.
Okay. So they get on a plane and it's a little tiny. This is a fun little fact.
Fun fact, guys.
They get on a little tiny, it's a 4-seater plane. It's a Cirrus. And I've actually flown that plane before, which this whole entire episode is all about my life. Cleveland, Ohio.
She's basically
now
a pilot.
Tiny plane. So I've gotten to fly this plane before with a experienced pilot, but he took it off autopilot when we were up in the sky and he let me actually fly that exact plane. So I was very excited when I saw the plane. Anyway.
I flew that plane, guys. I know how to do it. Hello.
But it was a cute date. They were kissing up there. And I don't know.
It was cute.
Like they were cute.
I like her.
Then, guys, more of my life in this episode. They go to Cedar Point, the amusement park in Ohio that I went to after prom every single
day. She never made it into the park, though.
Yes, I did.
Only the backseat of the car. You know what I mean?
After the day after prom every year in high school, we would all go to Cedar Point. And I was so excited to see the place is still ticking away.
Still ticking away. They still have the same old seatbelts and everything on there. The wooden roller coasters. Safety is top notch.
Would you have liked this date?
I would have loved this date.
You like roller coasters
and
stuff
obsessed.
Like that? Okay. I'm not a big roller. I'll ride them.
She's a little bitch. That's why she would like
this date. I will ride
them.
Not my favorite date. I think I would have much rather gone on something else.
Bougie.
Yes. Also, it was raining. It is a good thing.
It was so romantic. It was literally the Notebook modern day. Like, their
trashy notebook.
Shut up.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. That's what dreams are made of, guys. So they go on the day, and they're in the park, and they're doing all the stuff with the rain coming down, and they're kissing. And then they, like Holly, also dated a country singer. I'm just kidding. She didn't do that. I'm lying. Straight through my teeth. You can't trust a damn thing that comes out
We're
of his mouth.
We're not to that part yet.
I am totally at that
okay,
part
Okay, so,
now.
Yeah, I like to say it was raining. It is a good thing she is naturally pretty because I would have been a hot mess out there.
Smelling like a wet doll.
Pink everywhere, all over my face.
I like
fitting
the pink.
Into Ohio.
Can we please talk about Holly's makeup? And if you're not watching our Facebook Lives and only listening to the Apple Podcast, you need to hop on over because you need to see this beautiful pink makeup, okay? Because she looks stellar with
okay,
her blue
eyes. Okay, so then we go into the concert.
Now we're going to talk about the concert.
We're going to talk about
literally
the concert.
Literally 3 minutes after I was talking about the concert.
Moving on. I really wanted to bring up the rain because it's really important.
It's so important.
In my old age, I like to talk about the weather. So you guys, the moment she's walking into the concert, you can tell she's uncomfortable because he said, we're going to see a private concert.
Who are we going to see?
A country singer. She is starting to get uncomfortable. And the moment she saw him, she started fixing her hair and like trying to make sure she looked pretty enough. And I was like, oh, there is something there. Like,
it literally was the moment of like, she was completely shocked. Like, she was like, oh shit.
Yeah. That's my ex-boyfriend.
The producers are assholes. Like, they totally knew this. And then whenever they're singing and he like looks at her.
Oh, this. Yeah. Chris Rice.
Chris Ross. Chris Ross.
I don't know. I'm not a huge country fan. Chase Rice looks at her.
Chase Rice.
Like, he's looking at her.
He was looking at her, all right.
So I did read a People magazine.
Girl, you better tell me.
There's a People magazine article out that says.
What'd it say?
He came on and said, we only had one night together. The way they looked at each other, that was not more than one night. He wouldn't have remembered her like that.
That was one hell of a night if it was one night.
So I think he was just trying to play it cool and be like, oh, we weren't actually dating. She didn't actually break up with me. It was just a one-night thing.
They lied.
He lied.
Because like,
Chase Rice lied because there's
Chris
no way.
Chris Rice is a liar. I will go on stand. And say that he is a liar.
There's no way.
Because, like, even after the fact, like, they had their little talk behind the scenes, it was a lover's quarrel. Like, it was
totally, guys,
a lover's quarrel.
There's no way they hooked up one night and that was that much
There was love.
Mm-mm-mm. And then, oh, this is, like, this intimate moment. We've got so many people laughing.
Y'all, we got audience here. Hoo-hoo!
And they're just keep cracking up back there. It makes us feel good.
Yes.
And then they're having like this intense at the concert. They're kissing. They're having this intense moment. And then it, like Peter's like, this is the coolest date I've ever been on.
Like ever. Poor Peter. She just the whole time she's like,
poor Peter. poor Peter. Then they go on. I mean, they go on to their one-on-one time at night.
Okay, so like you got to keep me track because I'm sitting here just going by play of the show, but apparently I'm supposed to go by the dates. So
we're on the dates.
But there's people that came in, but I'm not going to talk about them yet.
No.
I can't talk about them yet because
no.
It's not yet.
Yeah. We're still on the date.
We're
on this date.
And can we please talk about how awkward it would be to walk out and have one guy playing an instrument of romantic melodies to dance in front of and have a film crew film you. I was like, wait, what?
Well, I loved that. No, we're not over the date yet.
How many freaking dates are there? One award.
Victoria is at dinner right now with Peter, and she has to tell him, hey, I used to date Chase Rice.
Okay, yeah.
Remember? That was a pretty big deal. Hey, I used to date him. And then I think she should have said, I only brought my ex on because you keep freaking bringing Hannah back on our dates.
Like,
you gonna bring your ex? Guess what? I'm gonna bring my ex back too.
Boom. Mm.
So, boom. Yes. So there we are. He was cool with it. But honestly, I think that it elevated her in his mind.
Like, he was like, oh, she's somebody to be desired.
Yeah, like you dated somebody.
I like it. I love her.
You know, like that. Peter was in shock when she said, he's like, you mean the singer?
But like
the
guy, face, he's like, huh? No.
Really? What?
Really?
No.
Yeah.
He was quite confused by that.
I liked it.
Yeah, but I think he's going to like her more because of that.
Okay, I have a question for you.
What?
I feel like this is a good like segue into this because they had a great
I'm nervous
date.
About your question.
You should be. So when does, okay, the only reason I know this is because I remember my dad watches this, and I was trying to talk.
What an audience.
Hey, Dad. But this was a few years ago, and I was, like, trying to talk to him, and he's like, get out of the way. I got to see, like, who gets the date. I guess it was, like, the sex date. When does the sex start?
Okay.
Like, I know it's going to happen. Like, they start doing it.
They do. So there's
they do.
There's fantasy suites at the end of the season. The final three girls.
Oh, it's only he can only have the sex with the three girls.
So the final four girls all get to go home and meet the parents.
Okay.
He meets all four of their parents.
Okay.
Or family. And then the final three girls get to have fantasy suites.
I just spit. Sorry, guys. But that requires
fantasy suites. And then the final two families get to meet his family.
And then the final one
gets a ring and a rose. Okay, bonding. So Victoria, great date with Peter.
Yeah.
It was a very cute date.
It was so cute, and I still love her.
So now we're moving on to the group date.
Okay, hold on. The group date is the football game?
The football game.
Hey, I got it right, guys.
Yeah, so they go downtown Cleveland, and they go to the Cleveland Browns stadium. And you guys, this date is embarrassing.
It's literally
in the Cleveland Browns stadium, and I was literally every time they're walking around in the background, I'm looking for my father because I assume he's going to be there.
Number one
Browns fan.
Hey, daddy.
So I went to that stadium with my dad last year. We went to the Browns game together, so I'm very familiar with that.
I just want to say it looked like a bunch of peewee football players playing football.
Yeah, it did. Those girls looked so tiny running around
and then trying to tackle each other. But I'm not going to say, some of them got down.
Yeah, they did. I was confused later on because I saw the bruises all over the girls and I was like, oh, why are they all bruised up? And now I get it. They were just for real playing
like they were literally football. Trying to kill each other. And I get it. Yeah. I get it.
Okay.
So, I'm hating on them.
And then Victoria P., let's discuss her on the date.
Can we please discuss her on the date? Because
my back hurts.
My back. Can we please talk about her?
Guys.
You liked her.
I did. No, I didn't. Blake likes her.
You did because we had a little argument.
Blake
at one
likes
point.
Her. I don't like her.
Because she's a whiny bitch. Nobody likes a weak bitch. Okay? Stand up for yourself.
She is.
Quit being weak. My back hurts. And then the first date that they ever did, I'm feeling so dizzy.
Yeah, she has a lot of ailments.
Like, she's going to have Munchausen if she ever has kids. Peter, run away! Peter, run away! Yeah,
Peter needs to get out of that
Don't
fast.
Do it. It's a trap. It's not going
to
be
Peter
great for
Peter needs to get away because she
and
is
And she
constantly,
talks like this.
She talks like this, or did she didn't open her mouth? Anyway.
Yeah, like open your mouth when you talk.
Okay, so they play football. Sheehan scores all the points for her side. And then they end up tying the game. No surprise. Also, not a win in the Brown Stadium ever.
Ever.
No winning.
We
ever. So they tie that game too, which I was hoping for one win to come out of that stadium.
Sorry, guys. It's not going to happen for you guys.
Okay, so we
I don't watch baseball. I don't know these guys. I don't know.
So we get to the date night, the nighttime of the group date.
Okay. Now I'm getting it. So I'm gonna let you take the lead because I'm gonna screw it up like I did the first time.
You do screw up a lot of things. So the night comes, the date starts. Who steals him first?
Oh god.
Victoria P. Hey, can I steal you for a second? Which automatically
that was totally rehearsed, by the way.
She
said, but it was like he goes, okay. But I didn't know what that meant because I remember asking her before we started this whole thing. I was like, I see all this stuff. Like, can I steal you for a sec? And I was like, what is this? Is this a thing? She's like, yeah, everybody says it to each other. And I was like, oh, okay. So
yeah, no, people do steal each other. I'm gonna take a second right now and tell everybody who's watching. We want to know your thoughts, and we want to, if you guys have questions about this episode or anything, go ahead and write us because we want to discuss your thoughts.
We want to discuss everything. And then also, if you're having watch parties, send us your photos.
Yeah, we want to.
You guys are being
see you
super
guys.
Stingy on your selfies. I don't like it.
Rude. Okay, so Victoria P. steals him, and she's just the least genuine person. Every time she talks now, I don't trust her.
No.
I don't like her.
No.
Do you guys feel the same? Who likes her? Are there people
Do
out there
Do you guys like her? Do you like her?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thought so.
I wonder if my husband still likes her. He needs to watch this episode.
Hey, Blake, do you like her?
Yeah, Blake.
She's a caregiver.
he liked her, and now, I don't know, we don't trust her.
She's fake.
Maybe that's why I don't trust that bitch. Okay, so Shein gets really upset.
Shocker on that one. Because literally the crier.
She cries a lot.
All
the time?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Victoria goes and steals him, and then I feel like she earned that. She scored all those touchdowns.
She worked hard.
She was like, I want my time with Peter. And I think she thought Peter is going to pull me aside first because.
Not a girl.
Go do you.
Oh. Where do all their. Adam David Eby.
Right. Huh. Oh, I wonder who that is. That's your husband. Why is he asking such a funny question?
Where do all their clothes come from?
You can hear people laugh. Everybody brings their own clothes. Like,
have you ever heard of a suitcase?
Have you ever heard of Forever 21? That's probably where their clothes are all from. I don't
know. Holler. Forever
3. It looks
30.
Like they spend all their money on lip injections, all of them. So they have to spend nothing on their clothes.
Nothing.
Ooh, okay. So, guys, he's on his like little one-on-one time with.
Well, hold on, who are we with now?
With Shein. Peter's on his little one-on-one time with Shein.
Okay.
Finally, she gets her moment to talk.
Bless
and
her.
Guess
and
who
she's
comes
lackluster.
Busting in.
Hey, I don't understand. I just want to clear my name. I am. Not a liar. I am genuine.
I can't say that.
Alea comes back, guys. I love it.
Ooh, we have a question from Bree Shepherd.
Do the producers encourage the roses? Like, do you think they encouraged Peter to bring Alea back? I don't know. I bet you they told her he had a hard time letting you go. I don't think she would have called and said, hey, I need to clear my name.
Yeah, like, totally calculated.
I think the producers for sure said.
100%. They knew that this bitch was making everybody pissed off. Literally,
oh,
nobody
yeah.
could
producers
stand her
loved
voice.
This. They were
nobody
like, yes, bring
her
back.
Nobody could stand her the way she mm-hmm. acted. She's fake as hell. She's a pageant girl to the core who is fake. Totally playing the whole thing.
Hey, Megan, like, tell us how you really feel about Alea.
Listen, because I filmed all those videos of Alea, I had to listen to her voice so many times. And I could punch her in the face if I saw her right now. Because I was like, oh my God, I want to go crazy right now.
It's like nails on a chalkboard. Like, Peter, I don't understand why they would say those things to me. I just want to clear my
name.
Okay,
so then Victoria P.
Oh, Gil.
No, it's
Gil.
Well, the fight between, like, I don't understand Victoria P. in the first place saying, I caught that last episode. She
you
said,
did.
I've known him for all of 3 hours. And then.
Her for all of 3 hours.
Whatever, she's probably a man.
Hey!
All of, listen, she, I can't handle this sometimes.
No, but literally, it was like. I don't know her for only 3 hours. And all
then,
of a sudden,
yeah.
I went to Vegas with her.
They went on a trip together. They competed in a pageant together. You've known her for
you
longer.
You know her than, poop schedule.
Why on earth?
You know her.
Yeah. Why on earth are you saying you only knew her for 3 hours? Not sure why that lie had to have been told
but
to Peter.
How about this? Like, she just was so, like, she's not with it.
And she's like, I mean, I went on a trip with her. And he was like, wait, you said you didn't know her very well. Peter, listen to me. You can believe
Look
what you
me.
Want to believe. I only tell the truth. I'm like, well, bitch, what's
you
truth?
Already
you
lied. Lied.
What's truth
you
is
already
it?
Lied. Yes. And then she starts crying because I think she got caught.
She got caught
in a lie, and she starts crying.
You know who else cries? My kids when they get in trouble.
I also cried a lot.
Would you get in trouble?
Yes, I get in trouble for crying. Abby writes in, if you had to pick one girl to win the show right now, who would you pick?
Victoria S.
I think I would pick.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I think I would pick Madison.
She's so genuine.
Madison
and real.
Madison wasn't on this episode at all.
At all.
But
except she's pissed.
She stays out of the drama. So I think, I don't know, I like her. I think they had a good connection at the beginning. Who knows, I could hate her next episode because
literally, that was
I keep changing
the first
my
episode.
Mind.
There's so many different girls these days. And can we please talk about, like, the rando girls? And I'm like, oh, who's that? Oh, she's still on the show? Oh,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know a couple of these girls that are on there.
Sexy Lexi came out of nowhere. I was like, I haven't heard from her in years. Where's mm-hmm. What's she been up to? Mindy Durst writes, do they do their makeup for them? Because all of them cry and nothing runs on their faces. Like, I want that makeup. I'd look like I'd had the freaking flu when I cry like them. LOL. Girl, yeah, I know. Same.
They do their own makeup.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I know that.
Speaking of makeup, my Kenna, like, I want to take her to the MAC counter and get her foundation matched up. She looks ashen and gray a little. Like, honey, you need it in W20 because whatever you got working for you right now is not your color. And I'll take you. I'll help you. She's I used to work at MAC.
She's
I'll
wearing concealer you. All over her whole face.
Literally tart shape tape and fair. The lightest color possible.
Okay, we're going back to the date, and Victoria's lying. Victoria P is lying about not knowing what's her face, Alea. She starts crying. Then Peter brings them in together.
Not good.
Then this was so awkward. Okay.
Okay, let's do it. Okay. Come on.
I don't even know what she's saying.
Are you going to be Alea or am I going to?
You're Alea.
Okay.
I'm Victoria.
So?
Pretend my hair is blonde. I have a nose job and lip injections. Go.
I just feel like my reputation was tarnished and I just didn't get my real truth out there. And I wanted Peter to know because we're friends. We've known each other for so long.
Why are you wiping this girl's makeup? Get off her face.
And then they hate each other.
You know she's got that setting spray on. Nothing's dripping.
Urban Decay, where you at, son?
And it was just weird. It was weird when she was like, okay, if you guys weren't that close of friends, if I met someone 3 hours later, I'd be wiping off her face.
No, like caressing her cheek. No. And they walked in holding hands. It was weird. I don't trust it.
Oh, we have a question from Heather. If the rose ceremony was tonight, who would y'all send home?
Alea.
You would send Alea home?
Hell yeah. I can't stand a bitch.
Sure to get a rose.
Because she got the rose and then she goes, she gonna get it. Nope. Take it back.
Yep.
Take it back.
I would send Victoria P. home. I can't stand her. I'm so
the tables have turned.
She's so pretty. She is so pretty. I would like to look like her.
I'm going to edit the first episode where she loved her and then this one together.
No, I don't think I loved her. Okay. Then Peter says to Alea.
What did he say? Tell me. What did he say? Tell me.
You want to come back?
Yeah, I do. Hold on.
Do you want to come back?
John, I'm going to need a tight face on this one.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, who gave her acting lessons?
Okay, I've heard this song and dance from Peter before, guys. He asked Hannah to come back. Now he's asking Alea to come back.
He's just a nice guy.
Is he serious about this dating thing?
No.
Well, everybody just come back. Everybody I kicked off already, just come on back.
But this is what I think. I think he's so nice. I can tell who he really likes versus who he doesn't like. And I feel like he's just one of those ones.
He's
a
really nice guy.
I feel like I want to include everybody whenever I meet. I'm like, yeah, come on, let's party, let's do this. He's just like a fun guy. Like, everybody, come on, let's stay in this together.
I think he's really sweet and genuine.
Like,
and
the
I,
most.
Yeah. Okay, so Alea is back. Everybody's pissed.
Yes.
And she gets the rose.
Bitch.
And then she comes back and decides to spill the beans to the rest of the girls about Victoria F's date and how she dated Chase Rice.
And Chris Rice. And another thing, I want to say Victoria.
Crispy Rice.
Chris Rice.
Also, guess what?
Tell me.
The internet knows everything.
Everything. Bitch, how do you know?
They
must have AOL. Dial up.
Bree Shepherd writes.
What does she write? Is it bad that I'm more excited for the girls' tell-all episode than I am the rest of the season? Can you say cat claws? There's an episode.
Cat claws. I said it.
So there's an episode of Girls Tell All?
Okay, yes. Megan doesn't know about the women tell all at the end.
Girl, you better tell me.
So the episode right before the finale, they bring all the girls back but the final two girls. And then they...
The bitter bitches tell all.
That is what it is.
Yes.
And everybody airs their grievances with The Bachelor and...
They got some shit to say. I feel you, girl.
And it goes down.
I would be all about that. Tell us about what did you say in your tell all?
My tell all.
I didn't get a chance to moonwalk into his heart. How many episodes can we bring it up in?
Bitch. I am embarrassed by my co-host.
We're cousins.
She's embarrassing. I woke up the morning of my women tell all, and I had been bitten by a mosquito on my eyelid.
So
my eye was swollen shut, and I called a producer and said, I don't know what to do. My eye's swollen shut. And they said, whatever you do, do not take Benadryl, because they needed me awake and alert.
So, hey, guys.
So the hours
I were... I've lost the shit.
So the hours were ticking away, and I had to get ready. So swollen, such a swollen eye. And so I get to the studio for filming the Women Tell All, and they said, oh my God, you need a Benadryl. Like, you need a Benadryl.
You're like Quasimodo.
They could not put me on TV. At that point, and I was like, okay, so I took a Benadryl and had a drink, I think, because...
And a Xanax.
Then
and a Blue Bomber.
Chris Harrison was like, Holly, one of the first questions, Holly, you know, tell us how you felt about seeing The Bachelor for the first time. And I was like, I mean, he wasn't anything special. I didn't get asked a single question.
He was a soft four.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, they shouldn't. I was so drugged up on that Benadryl.
That's all I'm talking about.
And forcing myself to stay awake and not be put to sleep.
Oh my God, that's my favorite.
They should have put me to sleep.
This is the best story ever.
Abby writes in, Megan, if you weren't married, would you go on The Bachelor now?
Yeah, damn right I would.
See how the show works.
Yeah, damn right I would.
How far would you make it?
Freaking all the way, excuse me. I'm going to tell you right now.
Late night television, guys.
Late night. Earmuffs, guys. I'm going to tell you, I would. I feel like.
You would make it to the fantasy suites. Girl. Yeah, you would.
He wants to see what I got packing. No, I'm saying.
Okay, should we move on? I think we should move on.
I feel like we're staying right here. We're coasting.
Okay.
I don't even know where we're at right now, guys.
We have ended that. We're on to the last one-on-one date.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Okay. What?
Oh, hold on.
You have something to say?
Do I not have something to say?
I think you should say this.
I think that we... are sponsored by Prong Studios, guys.
I think that's what we should talk about right now.
We love you, Prong. This is where we film this, guys.
This is our beautiful studio here, and they...
In Greenville, South Carolina.
So if you guys want to have your own show, you could be like us. You could have your own show. You could talk about whatever you want.
You could have dozens of followers. Dozens. Just like us. You just wait.
So you can record your show here. You can have it edited and published. They do everything.
It's a good time. Prong Studios.
Yeah. You can go to prong.tv if you're interested. You can be just like us. Also, if you're interested in just coming and sitting in the live audience and hanging out with us every Monday night, by all means.
Yeah.
You can drink.
Give us a hootie hoo audience.
Hootie
hoo. Okay. You had a question.
Yes. Okay. So...
You had something to say. I don't know.
I do.
I'm nervous. I'm always nervous when she has something to say.
Well, okay, because I don't know anything about the show, like, I randomly will think of questions to ask Holly. Like, I'm like, oh, well, how do they do this? Oh, how does this work out? So I now belong to, like, Bachelor Facebook stuff just because it's like, oh, this is my life now.
I'm glad I got you addicted.
I know. I'm super addicted, guys. Like, it's like we're a family now. Everybody comes up to me and they're trying to talk crap to me about The Bachelor. But... A Facebook group had shared a video of Peter when he was like 13 on the Sylvan Learning Tutoring Company.
So he was famous before this.
Yeah, so that's my question. I feel like all these women and Peter, like people.
They've been after him since the Sylvan commercial.
That's what it is. They are ready to get their learn on. But I feel like, I mean, it's the only goal to be on The Bachelor is like, oh, like, I want to be an actor. Like, oh, we'll go on The Bachelor. Like, is that the thing? Or like, I want to be an influencer. I want to be on The Bachelor.
I think nowadays it's probably more like, I want to be on The Bachelor. I don't know if it's really about finding love.
Yeah, that's my thing.
It was on my season, and I think prior seasons before mine. I think people truly wanted to find love. And I had just broken up with a boyfriend, and I was like, I was devastated by that. So I was trying to move on, I think. That wasn't...
You had no intentions of being famous or doing anything else other than The Bachelor.
No, not at all. Like, not a zero.
You didn't want to be a clothier.
Instagram wasn't clothier. Around when I was on the show. I wish. Because now.
Lindsay Brady asked, do y'all believe that Victoria F. and Chase thing was set up by production? Yes.
Yes.
Chase said he had no clue, but then Victoria said he didn't want her to come on the show.
Okay,
100%.
They're assholes. The producers, that was a big old, they planned that.
God, it was entertaining though, right?
Yeah, so somehow they found out that Victoria had dated Chase, and then they set up, no wonder they were in Cleveland. There was no way they were going on some romantic week in Cleveland, Ohio.
Why don't you ever take me to Cleveland on a romantic getaway? I'm pissed about it now.
Chase Rice happened to be playing in Cleveland, and they're like, whoop,
let's wrap this up right there.
We are going to the romantic state of Ohio for these dates, guys.
That's where lovers are, guys.
So, yeah. So they 100%, I know, I'm such a lover. That's what, I'm from Ohio. I'm a lover.
You're a lover.
There is no way that the producers didn't have that completely
That was a total dick move on them
out.
Because it was, but it was very entertaining. Good job on you guys.
So, but I think they tricked Victoria and they tricked Chase. They didn't tell either one of them that was happening.
Their faces were literally like shocked.
But
like,
also, if that People magazine, he said, oh, it was a one night thing.
It was not.
Why would he be like, don't go on The Bachelor if it was a one-night thing?
Exactly. Lies. Mm-hmm. All lies.
Yeah. Great question.
Super great question.
Thanks. What do you have for me? We're not even through this episode, but this is great. There's so much to talk about.
So much to talk about. Well, that was all the questions I had for you because I want to
know when did they have sex?
But you kind of like, you answered it with the other question that I had. You were like, I was going to ask you if you had intentions of being famous or anything. You're like, I really wanted to find love. I just got out of the relationship.
No, I really did. And I honestly, I started to really like My Bachelor. And when I left the show, I cried a lot. I cried more after the show because I thought I wasn't myself.
You're
I
young.
Was so nervous. I was really young. I had just turned 25. I didn't, well, all
it's
these
a
girls.
It's recipe for disaster,
All
though.
These girls are under that age. So it's, yeah, it's like
alcohol, you
do things. A young girl trying to compete for love.
Yes. Like, whenever you're, like, out drinking and you drink too much, you're like, what did I do? Oh, my God, did I make an idiot of myself? Like, I feel like that's what the whole episode season of The Bachelor is. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I totally effed this all
and
up.
And then
like,
throw the
doing.
Competition aspect into it.
With the insecurities of everything. Mm-hmm. Like,
And then seeing everybody else going on these dates. This show is so... This is so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Can't stop
they
watching
know what,
it.
They know what they're doing. That's why there's a million seasons of it.
Literally. You were on the first one.
Nope. Rude. Rude. I would be in a walker right now if I were. Sorry for everybody on the first season. But there is a new Bachelor show coming out by The Bachelor. It's 65 and older looking for love.
This is what she tells me. She has a friend, she goes, they're coming out with a new dating show. It's for the people of like the old Bachelor, like 65 and older. I was like, bish, The Bachelor's been on that long, huh?
I didn't mean that. 65 and older, but from the makers of The Bachelor. Anyway, I wrote in and said, why don't you just pick all the people from season one and stick them back on the show?
Yeah, very entertaining.
Ooh, awkward. Okay.
Jenna Jean asks, Peter is super sweet, but seems a bit of a pushover. Yes. And could he be any more indecisive? Yes.
I think...
He's a people pleaser.
He is a people pleaser.
God, I love him.
I do, too.
I love
Peter,
you,
Peter, marry us.
Peter.
Be with us.
Be my sugar daddy because I know you got lots of money right now.
Don't mind our rings.
What
be
ring?
With us.
Don't mind my freaking nails either, yo. Let me just hide these bad boys real quick.
Okay, so should we move on to the, we're at the one-on-one date with Kelsey.
Kelsey.
Champagne date Kelsey.
Y'all, I don't know how to act without her sobbing. I don't know what to do.
She is so much better without champagne.
She's great without champagne.
This, I have not liked her. I've been wanting her gone this whole time. And now I see her on this date and I like her. And
she's real?
Yeah, she seems real. And I, first of all.
Oh, but wait, first, before she starts talking sad, like sob story, he's like, I like you, you're no drama. And I was like, did he not see the first freaking like champagne gate? Like where were you, Pia? Yeah, come
he
on.
He clearly never watched a reenactment video.
I mean, shame on him.
He would have known.
Missing out. God,
you look like such a butch lesbian sitting
up,
like
guys?
That.
Hold on. What's up, Tammy? Where you at? You didn't show up this episode. I was disappointed. Where were you in the football game? I was ready for you to make some tackles. All right, let's go.
I can't deal. Okay, guys.
Okay,
back listen. back to the one-on-one date. We are such a shit show, and it's the best.
I am classy lady. I have all the cues.
Our tagline is after the party, it's the after party, and this is for sure.
Here it is, guys.
Okay, so Kelsey and Peter are dancing in the streets to the weird folk music. Go Cleveland. And then they go to the soapbox derby, guys. I started screaming because this is very nostalgic for me. I grew up going. Like,
the whole
this
time
is,
during the show.
I was so proud of Ohio.
You are.
Guess what? I'm a proud Ohio girl.
I love it,
okay?
Though. Rock your state. Rock
also,
your home state.
Again, like, I was looking in the crowd for, like, my friends from high school and college. Like, do I see
Sadie,
any?
Sadie, where are you at?
Do I see any of my friends and my family out there?
Holla at your girl.
I was hoping. I got an ex-boyfriend that, like, owns a bar in
would you
Cleveland.
Have been, oh, if you would have seen him. And would you have fixed your hair?
Oh yeah, sparks would have been flying again. Oh. Oh hey, Paul.
Or dandruff. Like I would have been like, oh god,
how
I
you
do have
doing?
It's dry out here, guys. It's so cold in Ohio.
Okay, so then that was very. I mean, it wasn't exciting, but it's Cleveland, so of course it's not going to be an exciting date. And then I thought, wow, this is all cut very short. This part of the date because there was no drama. Well, like there was nothing to talk about until we get to dinner.
Is that what she is?
Yes.
Like,
yes. And then we get to dinner, and I just feel for this girl. She talks about her parents' divorce.
So sad.
Very sad. So she comes home and finds a letter to her mom from her dad
with the wedding ring
on the. So she
and
found
she's
out
crying.
She found out of her dad leaving the show or the show.
The show. Bachelor life, guys. Bachelor Nation.
The dad left the show.
But her dad left her mom.
Her mom did not get the final
counter.
Rose.
Didn't. This is really not.
Okay, so the dad, we're just making a mockery of this divorce.
But it was so, like.
Yeah, she was genuine and real.
Yes.
And, like, that seemed. Like
I
a more
her.
Genuine sadness than Victoria P.
talking about like
sadness.
Like her situation is very devastating, but like the way she talks about it and with the teeth, like in the
yeah. But I'm really starting. I'm really starting to like Kelsey. I don't know. I liked her this date. I thought she was great. She was very natural. And at the end of that date, there were fireworks. Shout out to the Ohio fireworks.
Oh,
they're incredible.
Ohio. Hashtag Ohio. Hashtag proud. Hashtag carpet.
Okay. Kathleen writes, does watching The Bachelor after being on the show get old? You know what to expect.
No, she loves it. She lives for this, literally. I love
it,
though.
I love it. Listen, that was a girl from my high school. Hey, Ohio.
Ohio.
It doesn't get old because, well, I know what, I don't know, I know the setups of the drama and stuff like that.
But I feel like everybody knows it's not
every,
like the realest of real, right?
Right. I mean, no.
Do
I
people
mean,
think it's real?
Yes, there are so many people that think, I mean, it is real. That's
it's real.
People's real lives.
But like I said,
but there's a
they're
lot
actors.
That, there's a lot, no, they're not.
Sylvan Learning.
Okay.
Hello, he got an Oscar for it. Did you not watch the awards?
Oh my gosh. The This is great. Okay, so then we move on.
We move on
to Alea and Victoria F.
Victoria, I was about to go on before that, so we're back on another date.
No, we're not on a date. The dates are all done.
They're done.
They're done. They're back at the hotel. Victoria F. is confronting Alea in the room.
She gets nasty, and I like it. Like, she is not like, taking no shit from nobody.
Why'd you do that? No. You're out of my life.
She wasn't nervous about it. Like, she was like, I'm upset. You've upset me. This is why you've upset me, and I'm going to let you know why I'm upset. And, like, Alea in her jean jacket.
You guys, what team are you on? Alea? Or Victoria F.
Yeah, like, well, I want to know.
Now. Like, yeah, type it in. I want to know because
I want to know that I'm right.
I want to know if you're thinking Alea's like, it was fine that she said
not
that.
Not manipulative or anything.
If you think Victoria F. was wrong to come in and yell at her for that, because I mean, it's not that big of a deal. But like, why does she care that she went on a date and her ex was on there?
She'd have wine lips whenever she was yelling at her, which I was like, yeah, girl.
Maybe she drank a little too much and then, yeah.
But I just feel, yeah. Cheryl Friedman, Victoria, yeah, girl.
Audience team likes Alea.
You guys all like Alea?
Joe. I was just trying to go against me.
Everyone says Alea.
They're lying. Wow. I swear to God, I'm going to punch Adam in the face. I'm going to punch you in the face.
Okay, so then now, after that little fight, now we're at the rose ceremony.
Okay,
And then Victoria P., oh, guys. She
is a mess.
Peter was like,
is a mess.
Hey, would you like to come talk?
I just can't talk to you right now. I can't.
But then, okay, I will.
And then we are moving out.
Hey, do you want to have a seat?
I can't sit down. I'm going to sit down.
What is wrong with that girl?
And then I love when she's like, I'm going to speak right now. I'm going to speak. And literally she's speaking. Let me finish.
He didn't say anything.
Nobody said anything.
You guys, ugh, Victoria P. has got to go. She stresses
Victoria,
me out.
Victoria, Nicole Brown, Victoria. I saw Krista back there. Victoria.
Everybody says Victoria online. I don't know what our audience is seeing.
Because they lie.
Abby.
Abby likes Alea too. Team Victoria.
Everybody who's normal likes Victoria.
All right, so Abby is my sister, and I don't trust her judgment any longer. Thank you, Abby, for writing in.
No, but like her being so like belligerent, like I honestly feel like it wasn't all the way up here. Like I feel like she doesn't know why she was upset, but everybody else was upset, so she was going to be really upset.
Yeah. So Victoria P. goes and confronts. Or she's confronting Peter about all that. She's upset because she's guilty.
Yeah.
She's acting all mad because she's guilty. And then Victoria F. is telling on Alea for saying, she came and she told all the girls. So then Peter's getting an earful of that. And then Sydney is like freaking yelling at Peter too. These girls are revolting against The Bachelor.
The only thing I could think of, honestly, whenever this was all happening, was like the scene in Beauty and the Beast, and they're all revolting. Kill the Beast! Kill the Beast!
All these girls are like, we're over it. New guy.
Like, what if they all left?
But then, I'm sure Peter is just as annoyed with these girls as we all are.
Like, I mean, I have to be. But he's like, he's genuine and yes. He's like, what if the girls all leave? What if they're all like, and I'm like, come on now. They're trying to be famous. They're trying to be influencers right now. They're not going to leave.
Maybe, I don't know. Victoria P. could get an acting career out of this because she
is on the Disney Channel with her overacting, maybe.
No.
On anything. Like, she's going to do like the, welcome to the Disney Channel. I'm Victoria P.
Like, I don't know. This show really brings out the best of us.
Like, it makes me so passionate because these girls, I'm like, they can't be legit, for real.
That's all. I got nothing. That's all.
That's it. That's all. We're done. We're done with the show, guys. And cut.
But, yeah, I mean, that was the episode, guys.
It was intense. And I was very passionate. I felt I had a lot to say about these girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say?
I have a lot to say.
Tell me.
Tell me. I'm scared.
I'm scared, Nicole Brown. I am glad you're alive. Which contestants do you believe is there for love? I think Madison.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
I think Madison.
I think Victoria F.
Virginia Beach.
I don't know. If she was dating.
But it was not a good relationship. She said, he was like, was it a good relationship? And she was like, no, that's why I left.
But
that's why I came on the show.
But they had to have been dating while she was getting cast for the show.
But didn't you just get out of a bad breakup too when you went on yours?
Correct. Yes. We broke up 3 weeks before I was
that's
asked.
That's a sweet one.
No, we are not. We're not bringing up my ex-boyfriends on this show. That's just so awkward. Abby asked. I'm so uncomfortable now. I never talk about my exes. Okay, so Abby says, Holly, is there another reality show you'd be on? Oh, yes. You guys.
You'd be on in the future for our podcast listeners. Which one would you be on?
I would love to be on What the Bachelor.
No. Me too.
So I am really into Big Brother.
I've never watched that.
Big Brother is my absolute favorite show. I love it more than The Bachelor, guys.
In front of my family? In front of me?
I have begged Blake to let me go on. I'm like, let me leave for a whole summer. I'll be fine.
Watch the baby. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Just leave a bowl of water out.
It's a 3-month filming, and I would absolutely in a million. I'd do it in 2 seconds. I love Big Brother.
I've never watched it. So there you go. Christina Willis asks, no. So unrelated, but ladies, your hair looks good.
Which one of us? Her hair or my hair?
Ladies.
We both have the same hair, girl, so it's...
Brooke.
Hey, Brooke.
Hey, Brooke. What's up?
Okay.
All right. This was great.
This was an intense episode, guys.
I have a lot to say.
We have some recaps that didn't get aired tonight.
Do we want to air them right now?
No, that was from last week. No, no. It won't make sense now because it was last week's episode. But if you go to our Instagram page at What the Bachelor, we will post them on there and everyone can see them.
I'll be bitter about it.
It's fine.
Oh, it's fine. I'm just gonna cry. It's fine.
It's fine. This is what the show is about. Crying.
So, you act like I'm manipulative.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. And thank you for your questions. You guys had great questions
this
tonight.
This was great. Y'all are amazing.
Yes.
We love you guys.
Let's get hyped for next episode.
Let's do it. Maybe we'll go to Delaware.
I know.
I can't wait.
Yeah. From Ohio to Delaware. Let's do this, guys. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you go on.
Make sure to rate us 5 stars.
On podcasts.
Apple nothing podcasts? Less. And Facebook and Instagram. Or whatever you can rate us.
Or Tammy's going to get you.
What's up? And make sure to go on MySpace and add me as a puppy.
Shut up. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.